News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, another cool start in the 40s this morning, but warming on up. Dr. Bill has more details on the way coming up in just a minute here on Mobile Mornings. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with our traffic.
Good morning from the CBDAmerica1.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Got a disabled vehicle there to overlook at Moffitt. Also had another accident to clearing stages just off of Moffitt and Schillinger Road. It's off to the side of the road. No delays coming into the Eastern Shore. The South Alabama women's basketball team will host the Alabama Crimson Tide Thursday night at the Mitchell Center. Tip-offs at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $7. Get yours at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs again in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast. Kane's got our traffic. And lots going on tomorrow. Tomorrow, first of all, we're drawing for the grand prize winner for the Go Play Outside sweepstakes, almost $9,000 worth of goodies. One person wins the whole thing. The whole thing. So, and then, of course, we immediately start trying to borrow said items from that person. Like, we've been doing these big giveaways for 6 years now, maybe, or maybe six or more. And I'm going to be frank with you. I'm jealous of the people, not like in a bad way, but in a good way. I'm jealous of the people because they get stuff. I always am so excited about the stuff that's in these packages that I'm like, hey, you want to lend me that?
It's kind of like someone who takes care of a dog for like a summer or a year,
you're right.
Until their owner can come back, or until someone finally comes to adopt the dog, and you get to know it, and you start loving it, then when you got to wave to it as it's at the back of the vehicle riding away to its new home, that's how I feel.
Yeah, that's how it is as well. So, I mean, what we're talking about here, a Traeger Pro Series 22 wood pellet grill from Spring Hill Ace Hardware.
And those are like the new hot.
It's the bet hot. That's funny.
I didn't mean to go there.
Good joke.
That's like everybody wants one of those now.
Yes, Traeger grills are the thing. That's from the folks at Spring Hill Ace Hardware. A Gulf Coast diving package from Gulf Coast Divers. Love those folks. That's where I was certified to dive back in 1986. Long time ago. I still have that. Yeah, it's a heck of a picture of me from 1986. That Gulf Coast diving package is sitting back in my office right now. I mean, divers, y'all, regulator, BC, all the equipment, fins, it's all sitting in my office. I'm jealous of that.
You'll have to take it off the mannequin because we have it on a mannequin.
We do have it posed up. We have the BC and all that put on a mannequin. Over 50 pounds of bacon and sausage. Man, what could I do with that? And $125 in venison processing. What could I do with that? Camo ice chest and ammunition. From the good folks up at in Beatrice at Monroe Sausage. Also a Browning hunting outfitting package from Quince Sporting Goods. Thank you to Brad and the crew up there. Quince is awesome stuff. You can look at the gear from stem to stern, from head to toe, outfitting you for hunting season, which, by the way, rifle season starts on Saturday. A Legacy Sports 223, or 223, in other words, a rifle with scope from Six River Shooting Center.
Well, all you right. Got to use something so you can use that venison processing, right?
That's right. You could use it. That is around while light. That's what my teenager hunts with. We have her shooting that, a great light recoil rifle for her, and it's a Legacy Sports 223 hunting rifle with scope from Six River Shooting Center. Thank you to them. His and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from the good folks at Sunglass World. Thank you. They're beautiful sunglasses. And the Anchor Prize, the thing that carries it all. See what I did there? A 5x8 utility trailer with 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, and removable fold-down gate, heavy-duty jack, and safety chains from Trailer Sales Alabama in Theodore. It's a great-looking trailer, and it will carry the whole prize package. One person tomorrow will win all that. Now, remember, you've dropped your name in the registration boxes, and they're going to draw, and each participating sponsor is going to have a qualifying prize for you, and then out of those folks, we will draw for the grand prize. So it's exciting. That's tomorrow, and then on top of that, we have the AL1 Congressional Debate from J.C. Davis Auditorium. It's a Republican primary debate. The five candidates will be there. We're going to talk to them for about 90 minutes. On our side here at FM Talk 106.5, about 5:30-ish, we'll start the pre-debate show. Okay, kind of talking, getting into that. Then the debate goes live with Peter Albrecht from News 5 and myself as the moderator starting at 6:03. Of course, you've got the candidates. They are going to be answering the questions that have been put together, and that goes to about 7:30. And at 7:30, we will stay on the air till 8, okay? And we'll have a post-wrap-up program. And then at 8, Tiger Talk Overtime with Doug Holton, that usually airs earlier at 7, will air at 8 tomorrow night. So we'll go straight into Doug Holton after that.
A busy, busy day. Of course, those five candidates that will be on stage, Jerry Carl, John Castorani, Bill Hightower, Wes Lambert, and Chris Pringle. Sean, you've been interviewing these candidates leading into the debate. You've gotten to 4 of 5 so far. Jerry Carl will be on the air later today.
Yeah, 1 o'clock today.
But if you want to do some pre-debate listening in our podcasts on the FMTalk1065.com podcast page, we have them listed separately. Last week, Sean talked with John Castorani, Bill Hightower, and Wes Lambert. Yesterday, interviewed Chris Pringle. So those are up and ready for if you want to listen, get to know the candidates a little bit before the debate. And then today on midday, Sean will talk with Jerry Carl, and that will also be loaded as a podcast following the interview.
All right, good deal. 7:13 FM Talk 106.5. Got news from WKRG on the way. We've got an update for Auburn sports. They're playing Samford this weekend, plus more in sports on the way with Dalton, all coming up right here on Mobile Mornings.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The U.S. Coast Guard has decided to stop using Mobile Bay for certain types of training. We're told swimmers said they were starting to feel sick after working in the bay. They did not give a timeline on how long the issue had been going on or what type of symptoms people had been reporting. But the commanding officer says the rescue swimmers' health has improved since the move. The Coast Guard says rescue swimmers will now train in the Gulf of Mexico. Still no arrest in the shooting of a 15-year-old boy in Pensacola. The teenager was found shot in a car that had been abandoned. The car was found at the intersection of Edison and Garfield, but investigators believe the teen may have been shot somewhere else in the car abandoned. Investigators believe there had been at least two others in the car with that teenager. A new study ranks Mobile as the 20th most dynamic small city in the country. Researchers looked at 150 cities, scoring them on things like population, education, culture, economic activity, and housing. Of the cities analyzed, Mobile had the third biggest drop in unemployment behind Garden Grove, California, and Port St. Lucie, Florida. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
An amazing set of cookware.
J. Edgar Hoover.
14 karat gold diamonds.
We're bored. Go play outside.
Words from mom that bring back happy memories. And FM Talk 106.5 is giving you the chance to have more fun outside with the Go Play Outside Sweepstakes. A grand prize to make the outdoors fun. Go hunting in style with a Browning Outfitter package from Quince Sporting Goods, along with the Legacy Sport 223 hunting rifle with scope from Styx River and Mobile Shooting Centers. Scuba with all the dive gear you need from Gulf Coast Divers. Plus, his and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. Satisfy your backyard appetite with Monroe Bacon Sausage and Venison Processing at Monroe Meat Processing in Beatrice, as well as two boxes of 223 ammo and large capacity soft side camo ice chest. Cook it up outside with a Traeger Pro Series 22 Bronze Electric Wood Pellet Grill and pellets from Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell at McGregor. And when you want to take it on the road, use your brand new 8-foot utility trailer with 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, and more from Trailer Sales Alabama. A grand prize valued at nearly $9,000. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Register at any or all of our sponsor partners to win a qualifying prize and be eligible for the grand prize showcase. Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 1065.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
All right, 717 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. And time to check on sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by your CBD store, West Mobile, and Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn football is 7-3 on the season after Saturday's fourth quarter rally against Georgia came up short. Gus Malzahn on the team's approach down the stretch this season.
You know, our goal now is to win 10 games, which is extremely hard to do, you know, with a schedule like we have. And so our guys are putting it behind us. We got Samford coming up. You know, I think there's some things we can take from that fourth quarter that can help us, you know, the rest of the season. So we're turning the page for Samford and looking forward to finishing this season in a positive way.
Saturday's game against the Bulldogs kicks at 11 a.m. Now this word from Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Tomorrow, women's basketball is back in action at UAB. Coach Flo is hoping for more consistent perimeter defense than she got in the team's loss to Old Dominion last week.
You know, I think it's got to be a sense of urgency when they have shooters. You know, I thought ODU, you know, played a great basketball game. You know, they shot the ball extremely well. You know, even if once someone wasn't a three-point shooter, once they started hitting shots, then they now become a three-point shooter. It's got to be a sense of urgency and location of where that shooter is.
Tomorrow's game starts at 6 at Bartow Arena in Birmingham. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full full line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com. Real people, Steel people.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown and Associates, will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
721 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, about 14 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and a look at our work week forecast and a peek at the weekend ahead comes up around 7:35. A segment of the show brought to you by the folks at Lightstream. Holidays are, they say, approaching here. I'd say the holidays are here. Once you get this close to Thanksgiving, it's holiday time, and you may be thinking about how you're going to save some extra money. Got a way that maybe you haven't thought of. How about consolidating your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and saving with Lightstream? Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Now compare that to the national average interest rate, 20% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate doesn't budge, and there are no fees. I mean, you just get your money. There are no fees, and you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with a good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. Now, the only way to do that is to go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. Website, lightstream.com/Sullivan, Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, 7:22. Oh, by the way, speaking of the holidays, thank you, Yahoo News. They've given me a new lease on life because they say the average American will gain 6 pounds over the holidays. So if I come in somewhere underneath that, it's a big win.
And how does that break down? Is it 4 pounds for Thanksgiving, 2 pounds for Christmas, and even 3 for both big holidays?
You probably
You got to add a pound for New Year's Eve, probably.
Well, because it's not just the eating cakes and pies and big meals, but people will have an extra cocktail or two. What is it like? I saw the stats for eggnog. The calories, you might as well be drinking syrup, just pancake batter, drinking it out of,
eggnog's heavy.
It's like crazy high calories, I think, for eggnog. You put, you got booze and you got dairy and you got all that stuff together. It's like all those mudslide or, those drinks like that. Those things have got, you put ice cream and booze together and you got like a daily's worth of calories in one drink.
You can say, give me the eggnog without the egg or the nog, just the bourbon. Take that.
Eggnog, just give me eggnog, just leave the eggnog out of it. There you go. So 6 pounds, that's what we have to gain in the next month and a half. So if you come in at 3, 4, something like that, you're a winner. 7:24, we'll be right back.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs again in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue now from Airport, Dauphin, and Spring Hill and 65. Still seeing heavier traffic back on the interstate up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. You've got the radar, but a good ride. Westbound lanes along I-10. If you're traveling in from the Eastern Shore, George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnel, snow delays. Market in the Park is back again to downtown Mobile Cathedral Square this Saturday. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. If you check the website out, which I'd love for you to do, like many of you do each day, fmtalk1065.com. Three big things, top news stories of the day up there. Yes, self-serving, and we get to do that. Number one story, FM Talk 106.5 presenting the Alabama 1st Congressional District 2020 Republican primary debate. The who, what, when, where, why on that, plus the link to the Eventbrite ticket thing is all on that first story. Second story, we'll talk about more later this hour and in depth in the 8 o'clock hour, the failure of the Mobile City Council yesterday to vote to allow the folks in the annexation, proposed annexation areas, to vote to come in. It was a majority of councilors that voted yes, but it takes a supermajority. We'll get into that and why it failed. And Sondland facing tough questions about President Trump in the Ukraine today. He is the next batter up for the impeachment hearings.
Yeah, Sondland, it's looking like he will, or the Democrats are hoping that he is their star witness, because Sondland, who he hasn't resigned, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, he is the one allegedly on that call with President Trump that some overheard in that Kiev restaurant following Trump's call with Zelensky on July 25th. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we had four people testifying. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Jennifer Williams were first up. Vindman, of course, a National Security Council staffer. He's the director for European affairs, and Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Then in the afternoon, two of the witnesses that the GOP actually got to call to face the committee there. Kurt Volker, who is the former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine. He served from July 2017 to September of this year. And Tim Morrison, also a former National Security Council staffer. He was actually Vindman's superior while all this was going on. And surprisingly, I learned this today, Tim Morrison, 7'1". You couldn't tell it when he was sitting down yesterday.
7'1".
He's 7'1". If you look at pictures of
him.
Where
did he play ball?
He actually didn't play basketball in college. He just went for the political science degree. So those four testified yesterday. Today you've got Gordon Sondland at 8 a.m., U.S. Ambassador to the European Union. At 1:30, Laura Cooper, who's a Defense Department official, and David Hale, who is the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. He is the highest-ranked serving U.S. Foreign Service officer. Then tomorrow, to wrap up this week of hearings, Fiona Hill and David Holmes at 8 a.m. Fiona Hill, the former top advisor to Trump on Russia and Europe, and David Holmes, he's a State Department official who's based in the Ukraine at the embassy. He says he overheard Sondland's call with Trump on July 26th, along with two others in that Kiev restaurant.
All right, so a lineup of what's to come and what happened already as you try to keep up with impeachment TV each day live from Washington. By the way, I got a cousin, 6'10". I think he's 6'10". Didn't play ball either.
Yeah, what a waste. What a waste of
now,
talent.
He's fantastic. He can play the piano. He's fantastic. He's a great dad. Good guy, but too nice of a guy. I guess play ball. He's 6'. We used to go, man, what gives? Never played ball. So, oh well. 7:29, coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile City Council said no to a proposed annexation. The City Council voted 4-3 to reject a proposal to annex areas just west of Schillinger Road, north and south of Airport Boulevard, past Snow Road, and at the Kings Branch area along Bear Fork Road. Mayor Sandy Stimson said the rejection is a setback, while those who want to be annexed by the city plan to continue pushing the measure. The council needed 5 votes to get the measure put on a ballot for a special election. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is searching for a man wanted for harassment for allegedly inappropriately touching another man. The sheriff's office describes Frederick Allen as a self-proclaimed pastor. A man came forward telling deputies that Frederick Allen inappropriately groped him. Deputies are looking at the possibility of other victims. Accusations of fraud after Hurricane Michael led to federal charges against 5 people in the Panama City area. Former Lynn Haven city manager Mike White was among those indicted on Tuesday. Reports say he worked with lawn care businesses and approved false invoices for the city to pay to the tune of $5 million. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sean Sullivan for Mike Ford's Liberty Safes, and it's back. 18 months, 0% interest with approved credit just in time for Christmas. Come by Mike Ward's today and get a Liberty Safe to protect your valuables from theft and fire. With over 200 safes in stock, you won't be disappointed. While shopping, register to win a Liberty 24 gun safe loaded with free accessories, no purchase necessary. Drawing will be held on Black Friday. Get 18 months, 0% financing now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 in Moffitt, just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Key witness testimony today in the House impeachment probe centers on Ambassador Gordon Sondland.
He's the one who had the direct line to the president, and they had several informal conversations, and he's the one who told people it was President Trump who put him in charge of Ukraine.
There's Caitlin Collins. The top 10 Democratic presidential candidates debate tonight in Atlanta. Bob Costantini is there.
By virtue of their standing in national polls, Biden and Warren will be center stage. They'll be flanked by Buttigieg and Sanders, with Harris, Yang, Steyer, Klobuchar, Gabbard, and Booker rounding out the field.
The Baltimore Sun reports federal prosecutors have charged former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh with 11 counts of fraud, tax evasion, and conspiracy in what they say was a corrupt scheme involving her sales of a self-published children's book series. She faces charges totaling 175 years in prison. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The American Medical Association is calling for an immediate ban on all electronic cigarettes and vaping devices. The group adopted the sweeping stance at a policy-setting meeting in San Diego. Meanwhile, New York has joined California and North Carolina in suing e-cigarette maker Juul for targeting teens. New York Attorney General Letitia James.
It misled consumers about the nicotine content of Juul's products. It misrepresented the safety and the therapeutic value of its products by saying they were safer than cigarettes and suggesting that consumers make the switch.
Juul has repeatedly denied it marketed to teens. Gatehouse has closed its $1.1 billion takeover of Gannett, promising a $300 million cut in annual costs as it becomes the country's largest newspaper company by far at a time when print publications are in precipitous decline. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine.
He sent me to...
Since 1921, Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company has been the place to get insurance coverage for Alabama residents for protection of homes, farms, and commercial property. For complete property and liability coverage, see Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company, 315 East Laurel Avenue in Foley, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage for the Gulf Coast since 1921 and a proud supporter of Auburn University. War Eagle.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Dalton, watch what I do here. This is completely self-serving.
Okay.
Dr. Bill, can we start off with a forecast for tomorrow afternoon and evening, maybe starting around 5:30, and then specifically 6 o'clock with the time the congressional Republican debate starts in Chickasaw? Can we do that?
Looks pretty good at that time. Temperatures are going to be in the upper 60s. We should have mostly sunny skies and nice sunset, and going on into a few clouds through the evening, so it should be nice.
All right, so we're good for the debate tomorrow night. Let's talk about today, and you do have some rain coming our way in the forecast.
We do, and it looks like it'll affect part of the weekend. But we're going to start out today with a really nice day, just like yesterday. It's like up to 74. And that was a rebound from 37 degrees during morning hours. But today up to around 75 degrees this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine. Now tonight we'll cool down into the upper 40s and under mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow looks like mostly sunny and about 75 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now tomorrow night a few clouds may come in, and we're going to stay in the 50s. And then on Friday a mostly cloudy day. Well, we could get as high as 78 degrees. It'll be more humid on Friday with the wind out of the south. Friday night, showers move in. And on the Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with showers. And most of that activity will be in the morning. We could see an improvement in the afternoon. We'll be cooler with a high in the upper 60s. And then all the rain moves out. Sunday looks great, mostly sunny but cool. Only 62 degrees for the high temperature on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, and I know it seems weird to people here on the 20th of November to be talking about the tropics, but there's a named storm out there.
It sure is. Tropical Storm Sebastian, with winds of about 50 miles per hour. It's located several hundred miles northeast of the Leeward Islands, placing it out in the Atlantic, moving northwest, and then it's going to recurve to the north and then to the northeast. And after that, it'll dissipate, so it won't be around too long before it runs into some very unfavorable conditions over the central Atlantic. This is the 18th named storm of the season. The normal number is 12 to 13, and we've had 6 hurricanes. That's about normal, so normal number of hurricanes, but the total number is well above normal with 18 named storms.
And it's funny, I guess, human nature, that if storms don't make big impacts on coastlines near you, you kind of get in this mindset that, well, there weren't any storms this year. There weren't. But in fact, there were. I mean, like you pointed out, 18.
Yeah, and we've had quite a few weak tropical systems, several in the Gulf of Mexico. One went into Texas, but produced a lot of rain and flooding. And one went into Mexico. We've had a couple out in the Gulf and also in the Atlantic, which really brought that total up to the number 18.
And we still have a few more days. Officially, hurricane season ends when?
November 30th is the official end of the season. And doesn't mean that we officially close the doors and there can't be any more storms. There have been a few that have formed in December. Not many, but they have formed in December in the past. And One of the years that more recently was 2005.
So that was a December storm.
We had December activity, and that was the season set the all-time record of 27 named storms.
Wow! And y'all remember what happened there? Y'all ran out of names, right?
We had a list of names, and we ran out of them, and we used the Greek alphabet to finish off the season.
That's something. All right, let's hope we don't have a repeat of that anytime soon.
Yes.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, and giving you the facts. I know that most people think as of October, hurricane season's over, but there's still stuff going on out there worth pointing out. All right, 7:40 on the way. What are these stories that no matter there's a part of the mainstream media to me that seems like, I won't even name the relative, but a relative that I have, maybe you have, that puts a negative spin on everything.
Oh,
yeah. You know, with the holidays coming up, like whatever thing has happened, it's a great thing. Everybody's happy, and they'll say, wow, you haven't thought about such and such. Got that kind of story coming up in just a second. 7:40, we'll be right back.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet professional sales coach Jeff Brinson of Southwestern Consulting. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Are you a retired veteran looking to buy or sell a home? The Roberts Brothers Military on the Move program gives us a chance to help members of the military community buy, sell, or rent at a discounted rate in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Thank you for your service. For more information, visit robertsbrothers.com.
Jeff Brinson has energy, enthusiasm, and positivity oozing out of him. He offers his consulting services across the nation, and listen to his target market, people who have some spirituality to them and who like to talk sports. Not a demographic group, not a company size, not a revenue range. And what does it take to be a successful salesperson? Per Jeff, it's only three things. One, make no excuses. Two, continuous learners, or as he calls it, students of the game. And finally, number three, action-oriented, no sitting around. Jeff's powerful, and you'll hear him get me fired up when you listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department working an accident at Spring Hill Avenue in the East I-65 Service Road North. It's going to be without injury. State troopers are clear. No delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. Daphne, Spanish Fort to Malbus and Loxley. It's a good ride in. Thanksgiving at the Battle House. No cooking required for you. Enjoy a Thanksgiving buffet at the Majestic Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 3. $65 per person. Half off for ages 6 to 12. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer the problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
7:42 FM Talk 106.5. We're checking in with Larry Kirby from LCM coming up in just a couple minutes. Plus, our buddy Jeff Poor joins us coming up after 8 o'clock. And Dalton's got sports in just a couple minutes. I want to get to this, and because I also want to tell you about the online opinion poll question. But it was a story from The Economist. It's just like a quick paragraph here that what I mean, and we may have, I have a relative like this, maybe you do too, that whatever great news the family has or getting excited for this nephew or whatever, there's always, they're the party pooper, right?
Yep.
So a story from The Economist that I think is really good, and I've looked at these stats from other cities, when Uber or Lyft or those kind of ride shares come into a city, because of the availability, and now with taxis part of the mix, you know, with these ride sharing, the amount of DUIs come down. People driving drunk comes down. And they were specific here. They said one study published in 2017 found that after Uber's arrival in Portland, Oregon, alcohol-related car crashes declined by 62%.
Whoa.
That is fantastic news.
That's massive numbers.
That is great. That is awesome. That's families that aren't, you know, people killed or severely injured. I mean, it's just a real stat. That's mm-hmm. a really good thing. Sentence next to it. But at the same time, the spread of ride-hailing apps may have tempted people to drink to excess.
Yeah, they do that.
So they can't let it be that. I mean, people have a way. I don't care if they drink to excess. I mean, that's an issue for them personally, but it doesn't affect my family.
Right.
When they stay off the road. So it's just, I just saw that. There's great news about these ride-sharing services come into a city and people not drinking and driving. But then the guys say, but they may drink more. Well, heck, if they drink more, that's their thing.
Yeah,
you stay off the road when my family's on the road and go do what you want.
I just want to know what person has that as their first thought after hearing that 62%
instead of saying
fewer
yes.
people. Yeah, instead of being ecstatic about that stat, they're worried about the long-term effects of drinking too much at night. That's crazy.
How about we just let, for just a second, the fact that you had a 62% reduction in car alcohol-related car crashes. Let that just be. Let that be a good thing on its own. My goodness. All right.
It's also good news for the insurance companies there.
It is. There's economic reasons, but number one reason are human beings.
Exactly.
It's a good thing. All right. By the way, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, hinging off of what we'll talk about next hour with the Mobile City Council, a majority of city council members voting to allow the members of these communities, these three communities totaling about 13,000, the majority of Mobile City Council members voted yes to letting those folks vote to come into the city. But a minority, three, voted no, and because it takes a supermajority, the issue failed in the city council. And we've seen the supermajority come up in the discussion several times over the years, and I'm asking this question to you. Do you believe the Mobile City Council still needs to have supermajority requirements to pass certain items? Vote online. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. We'll total up those votes and talk about them coming up. Dalton's got sports on the way, and news is next.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
You've probably heard of all the health benefits of CBD oil. Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. And buy locally from Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. And now in West Mobile on Schillinger Road South. Cannabama, changing lives one drop at a time.
If you need a full-size pickup that's engineered for summertime fun on the coast, then check out the 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Featuring the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate, kicker audio system, and more, this next-generation Sierra comes with the X31 off-road package with special badging and options to make your Sierra rugged and ready for the coast. The 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Non-GM warranty, limited warranty by kicker, 3 years, 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. For more information, contact your dealer.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The U.S. Coast Guard has decided to stop using Mobile Bay for certain types of training. We're told swimmers said they were starting to feel sick after working in the bay. They did not give a timeline on how long the issue had been going on or what type of symptoms people had been reporting. But the commanding officer says the rescue swimmers' health has improved since the move. The Coast Guard says rescue swimmers will now train in the Gulf of Mexico. Still no arrest in the shooting of a 15-year-old boy in Pensacola. A teenager was found shot in a car that had been abandoned. The car was found at the intersection of Edison and Garfield, but investigators believe the teen may have been shot somewhere else in the car abandoned. Investigators believe there had been at least two others in the car with that teenager. A new study ranks Mobile as the 20th most dynamic small city in the country. Researchers looked at 150 cities, scoring them on things like population, education, culture, economic activity, and housing. Of the cities analyzed, Mobile had the third biggest drop in unemployment behind Garden Grove, California, and Port St. Lucie, Florida. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
749 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's time to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM, and it's fresh delivery day on inventory, Larry.
Absolutely. We got 11 fresh vehicles coming in. We got across the board, we got them from under 10 to under 40. So we got a great selection. We got trucks coming, we got cars coming, we got SUVs coming. So Just looking forward to getting here and getting them ready to put on the lot for sale.
Yeah, if somebody's looking at a specific vehicle as well, maybe for Christmas time coming up, it probably behooves them to get in touch with you right now.
Absolutely. Starting the first couple weeks in December, or after the first couple weeks in December, the auctions and dealers seem to kind of slow down and sit on inventory till after the first year. So now's a good time if they're looking for something to call us or come see us. We'll go to work for them.
All right, and they can come talk inventory, of course, talk financing. Tell them how to find you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 750, let's check in on sports. Here's Dalton.
All right, thanks, Sean. Sports brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We're 12 weeks into the college football season, getting closer and closer to the conference championships and bowl season. Can't believe it's already here. Last night, the College Football Playoff Committee released their latest playoff rankings with no change in the top seven teams from last week. LSU remains number one, Ohio State number two, Clemson comes in at number three, and Georgia remains number four. So if the season were to end today, which, by the way, it doesn't end today.
Just checking.
Those four teams would battle it out for the championship. The committee kept the Alabama Crimson Tide at number five, even though the team has now lost star quarterback Tua Tagovailoa for the season. Committee Chairman Rob Mullen said that that injury did not affect Bama's ranking.
Well, our job is to evaluate the games through week 12, and obviously we're aware of the injury to the quarterback late in the second quarter of last week's game. But Alabama continued on to a convincing win in that, so it didn't impact the rankings this week.
The two Pac-12 teams with one loss apiece come in next, with Oregon at number six and Utah at number seven. One loss, Penn State moved up one spot to number eight, followed by the top Big 12 team, Oklahoma, at number nine. Mullins denied that the committee looks down on the Big 12.
We don't talk about conferences specifically, but clearly the committee was impressed with Oklahoma's comeback in that game. And as you've seen, obviously we've seen Baylor's work and we know how they played in that first half. So, in that specific game, we respected Oklahoma's performance in the second half.
Minnesota rounds out the top 10, followed by a group of two lost teams, Florida at number 12, Wisconsin at number 13, and Michigan at 14. Baylor's ranked 15th after suffering their first loss of the season, and Auburn fell only three spots to number 16 after suffering their third loss of the year. In college basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars beat Spring Hill College 98-72 at the Mitchell Center. Josh Ajayi had 21 points and 10 rebounds to lead the Jags past the Badgers. Jordan McElwain led Spring Hill with 21 points. South has now won 16 in a row against Spring Hill. That's the Jags' longest active win streak against an opponent. South is 3-2 this year. They host Northeastern next on Monday night at 7. The Badgers' record falls to 1-4. Next, they play at Albany State in Georgia this Saturday. Congratulations to Bayside Academy volleyball coach Ann Schilling. Schilling was named the High School Volleyball National Coach of the Year. She's led the Admirals to 18 straight state championships and 25 titles in her 33 years as Bayside's coach. Congratulations again to Ann Schilling. 753, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles, or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs again in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
If you're tired of the same old promises from politicians, you don't know Jerry. Jerry Carl is different. Like President Trump, Jerry's an outsider and businessman who'll stand with Trump to put America first. His word is his bond. It's how Jerry Carl became a successful businessman who's built several different companies right here in South Alabama. And as county commissioner, it's why Jerry Carl refused a taxpayer-funded salary, opposed wasteful spending, and stopped tolling for a new bridge. As a Christian saved by God's grace, Jerry Carl is 100% pro-life, and we can count on him to defend our South Alabama values. And Jerry wants to tackle tough problems, not whine about them. That's why the Socialist Squad won't stop Jerry Carl from building a wall to secure our borders. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
FM Talk 1065, along with WKRG TV5, are proud to present the AL1 Republican Congressional Debate, November 21st from 6 till 8 at J.C. Davis Auditorium in Chickasaw.
Good morning, everyone. For the Bits and Tons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are working accidents now at Schillinger Road South between Airbus Military and Airport Boulevard. Also, they've got another one at Spring Hill Avenue and the East I-65 Service Road. You can help the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital have a better Christmas with Kane's Warrior Kids. Drop off a new unwrapped toy at Spring Hill Toyota, Aaron's Rent-Own at Tillman's Corner, Hobbytown USA, and CBD America. Find out more at Kane'sWarriorKids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
757 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Wednesday style. Coming up next hour, your chance to turn up your voice, phone number, and the text line 343-0106, 343-0106. Plus, we'll check in with our buddy Jeff Poor, talk with him about a couple things. Number one, tomorrow night's debate. Also, what's going on in Washington as Dalton's laid out another big day here in impeachment TV. Sondland Day, he gets started here directly, right?
Yeah, in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, so he gets started, and then, of course, you've got... How many people on the card today?
You got three total. Sondland this morning, and then this afternoon, Laura Cooper and David Hale. And this week wraps up tomorrow with two more witnesses, Fiona Hill and David Holmes.
All right. We'll talk more about that coming up next hour with you. Plus, our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. It's a question ripped from yesterday's headlines. Do you believe the Mobile City Council still needs to have supermajority requirements to pass certain items? We'll check out your votes and total them up next hour.